Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, that's gross. That's going to ruin everybody's dinner.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Mark Schlereth. When an offensive lineman tells you something is gross, it's really gross.
Must be really gross,
Really, really gross. Really gross. But what we're about to do next is anything but. It is quickly becoming a favorite around here. And today, for those of you who are smart enough to not just listen to the show, but have the opportunity to watch the show on YouTube, we get to do it a little bit different because our guy, our technical director, Mark Grandy, he got an early call out of the bullpen earlier today. You may have heard him on 95.7 The Game earlier today, co-hosting along with Guru, doing the middays from 10 to 2. So once you do that, then you get to hit the showers early. You get to leave and you get to go home. And that's what Grandy did. But we were like, dude, what about Grandy's grades? It's Tuesday.
That's right.
It's Tuesday. What are we supposed to do? And he's an idea guy. So he had an idea. He's like, well, how about if I just zone in from home on the old tube there? And then we'll do it that way. And we were like, yeah, that works. So who's ready? Let's do Grandy's grades. Let's ride. Hey, Grandy.
How did the 49ers grade out this week? Did they pass? Did they fail? Let's find out. It's time for Grandy's Grades on Willard and Dibs.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey there, Grandy. You're looking good. Looking good in your Summit t-shirt. I see you.
Yeah. I mean, it's the classic. Dibs told me he saw me on YouTube earlier today. He was thinking about wearing it, but he didn't, so we didn't match today.
That's all right. Yeah, I was going to intentionally twin it up because I know it makes him just a little uncomfortable. But, because one time it happened on accident because Mark and I each have, like we all do, some of the same free giveaways.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing the other Fieldwork shirt underneath that I had gotten for free.
The blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Nice. All right, Grandy.
I do not have that one, so.
Yeah.
All right, take us through. Let's dive in on yet another 49er victory.
Yes, 3-0. We start, as always, with the quarterback spot. We'll get through all the different position groups before we wrap things up here on Grandy's Grades. The quarterback this time, it was Mac Jones again. Good enough to get the win through an interception, a rough interception. Threw the ball 41 times, completed 27 passes for 284 yards. That one touchdown. And that one interception. I thought he was, as far as backup quarterbacks go, he was good once again. Was not nearly as good as he was versus the Saints. But again, definitely above average what you'd expect from a backup quarterback. But he set himself a pretty high bar week two. So with that in mind, I gave Mac Jones a B- for his performance. It was definitely above average, but it did not blow me out of the water.
I'll tell you what, Grandy, that makes a lot of sense to me, but I'm going to go a little higher than that because this is one of those conflict situations. Like, you're right. He didn't look great. He did throw what felt like the game-losing pick. He did all of those things. But, oh, my God, the grit. Like, dude, he couldn't walk. and he's diving to hand the ball off, and then he grabs a brace and he goes out there with a minute and a half to go and drives the team right down the field. So when you've got a bad taste in your mouth, but then you get stuff like that, dude, it erases some mistakes. So I'm going to go a little higher and give Mac a B+.
Yeah, I'm right with you, Willard. I have him as a B+ as well. And the last drive, he was 5 of 7 before he spiked it. I'm not going to count that against him. And it was Tonjes and Moore, a couple of Kendrick Bournes, the screen to McCaffrey, and also the big throw to Pearsall on 4th and 2. That is an elite-level NFL throw, and that cashed him in play later with the great play call and the pass to Juice. So I got him as a B+, with the major demerit being that interception.
Yeah, he definitely clutched up down the stretch. That's for sure. Skill positions is up next. That's wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. We could probably just limit this to McCaffrey and Pearsall because that's all that matters essentially for the 49ers skill positions right now. Those two were awesome. I know you guys were singing Ricky Pearsall's praises all day yesterday, deservedly so. 8 catches, 117 yards. Dibs, that 4th and 2 throw that you're talking about from Mac Jones went to Pearsall. Biggest catch of his career, and it's not close. He was amazing in this game. McCaffrey, the run game, we're still waiting for that to get going. I think that's more offensive line than McCaffrey himself. But he had 27 more touches, including 10 catches on 15 targets. I know he dropped a couple. Wasn't, you know, like crazy make or break plays. I don't think the Niners really lost a lot by him dropping those two. But he has, 140 all-purpose yards. He had a 20-yard screen that set up the game-winning field goal. And then on that same last drive to win the game, you had a couple of Kendrick Bourne catches. You had Jake Tonjes getting in on the action. Sky Moore had a catch. I thought skill positions were the star of this offensive performance. Once again, I gave that group an A- for their performance.
Yeah, I had it a B+, slightly below. You had a Kendrick Bourne holding penalty. You did have a couple of McCaffrey drops. And outside of Pearsall, who was fantastic, and McCaffrey in the pass game, the run game is just not there yet. And I know a lot of that's offensive line, but you're not seeing the big explosive plays out of anybody outside of those two. So slightly lower, but a B+.
I'll kind of trend. You guys are in the right spot, but I'll trend more toward A- with this particular group. And A-. And the main reason for that, sorry about that. Yeah, anyway, the main reason for that is basically at the top of this, you have Ricky Pearsall, who I thought was stunning. And then at the bottom of this, and Grandy, I know you said this is mainly about Ricky and Christian, but I do have to point to some of those other guys who are just playing these duct tape fill-in roles. And when they're asked to do one thing in the game, they do it. They do it. Like, you know, Sky, we need you to catch one ball. Okay, go out there and run a route and catch one ball. There were only drops by Christian. Outside of that, I can't really think of many drops by any Niner receiver all year long through these three games. So, yes, it's still not perfect, but when you run it through the prism of what's expected of some of these people, I have to grade it up a little bit, and I'll go A-.
Fair enough. Yeah, skill positions, they were largely very good in this one. Up next, and it's the last group on the offense, that's the offensive line. I think this continues to be my concern for the offense specifically.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Specifically moving forward, they weren't terrible by any stretch. Mack was only sacked one time, although there was also the safety on the hold on Dominic Pooney in the end zone. I know we can quibble off if we think it was actually a hold, first of all, and if the hold occurred in the end zone or not. Regardless, Pooney got beat on that one and was left trying to fix that mess he created and ultimately ended up making it worse. That was a bad moment. I thought that was going to cost the Niners the game in the moment. Of course, we know that they, as we've already talked about, got it together. They got a stop, and then they got the ball back, and Mac Jones was good on that last drive, and Eddie Pinheiro makes the game-winning field goal to win the game. But largely, the offensive line has still, in my mind, underperformed. And the run game that we already talked about hasn't been very good yet. Mac was not under a ton of pressure all day long. But I'm concerned about the offensive line and specifically the run game. They weren't terrible, though, so I give them a C. They passed, but it was nothing that got me encouraged that this is going to be a group that can turn it around soon.
Yeah, I'm gonna move it up a little bit just because of the injuries they've suffered. I'll go C plus, but I'm with you on a lot of what you're saying. The lack of a run game is frustrating right now. I don't even necessarily put that all on the offensive line. I think the Niners need to loosen these defenses up a little bit by being able to go over the top, and that's hard to do with a backup quarterback and backup wide receivers. But outside of that, there's still just some little things that don't look fully right. Dominic Pooney had a wonderful rookie year. It's been a little wobbly so far this year. It has not been great. It's not been awful, but it's not been great. I'd love to see a little bit more consistency out of that. But then again, they're largely keeping their quarterback upright, and they're winning these football games, and they're doing it in the end in the fourth quarter. So I'll give them a little credit for that and go C plus.
I go even one notch higher, and it's a B minus for me. And you guys are making great points, and I'm looking at the sheet, and they open up the second half, and Connor Colby with a hold on that first run play for CMC, and you had Brendel had a hold, the Pooney whiff where he had to hold, and it turned out to be a safety because of that. But what Mark said there at the end is what I'm really latching on to. You're keeping the quarterback upright. 8 QB hits and only one sack for a guy who isn't very mobile to begin with, and he had a bad knee, and yet you were still able to keep Mac Jones upright and in the game. And there was a play where Robinson ran for 19 yards, and McKivitz was out in front leading the way, downfield blocking, and so there were plays where the offensive line started to flash and show that they can be better than they have been. But by and large, I thought, especially on that last drive, they made it so that Mac Jones could make the plays to lead him down the field to win the game. So I gave him a B minus in the win.
Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of surprised that the way I feel about the offensive line is more concerned about the run blocking right now than it is about the pass blocking. It's always been the opposite way with this group on the offensive line the last couple of years. But we'll see. Maybe George Kittle being out is going to impact the run game, and we'll see how that looks once he comes back. As we continue here on Grandy's Grade, let's move it over to the defensive side of the ball. Up next is the front seven. Niners sometimes run a front eight, but it's the down linemen and it's the linebackers. A front six with four down linemen and then two linebackers. However many linebackers are on the field, they're included here in this front seven conversation. Down linemen and those linebackers. I thought it was a good day once again. I mean, they only give up 15 points as a defense as a whole, and you had to play the final three quarters of this game without your star pass rusher in Nick Bosa. Micah Williams had some nice moments in this game once again. The near safety on Kyler Murray, it was all three of your rookies on the D-line impacting that play. It was Micah Williams, it was C.J. West, and it was Alfred Collins. That was a real eye-opening moment for me. Like, okay, maybe this is a group that can continue to put that kind of effort together, and maybe together that group of three can help replace Nick Bosa. That was a nice moment. The Cardinals didn't have a great job running the football, specifically James Conner. Honestly, he struggled running the ball when he was healthy before he went down. Trey Benson had more success as the backup and the spell to James Conner before Conner went down. There were some moments, though, where it felt like, and Nick Bosa was guilty of this in the first quarter, and it has hurt this Niner team time and time again against mobile quarterbacks, they're just not a lot of integrity on the edge. And at times they push too far upfield, they cut inside, and they allow Kyler Murray to get the edge. And that's how they converted a lot of really key third downs in that first half specifically. So I felt like there was just a little lack of patience and integrity for the D-line at times. Fred Warner was obviously amazing again. D. Winters continues to ascend. All in all, a very good day. Some moments that left me scratching my head, but the front seven gets a B-plus from me.
Oh, straight A from your boy Dibberclaws, and it's because of a lot of the things that you were saying. And I'm looking at my sheet, and there's an Elliott tackle for a loss. There's Fred. There's a Fred-D combo. There's D with a pass breakup in the end zone when Connor runs that wheel route on second and 10, and D's with him the whole way. That counts for me for front seven. You had Huff with a batted down pass. Fred batted one down as well. Ultimately, you held him to 260 yards, even though they had the ball all day long. You kept Connor in check. Kyler got you a couple times. He's going to do that. He only passed for 159 yards, and you held them to, what, a grand total of 13 points because the safety's not on the defense. I thought, again, the front seven was phenomenal. They get an A for me.
I'm with you, Dibs. I especially, as I keep doing with all of these sort of grades, is you got to run it through the idea of what is that group dealing with. They lost their star. They lost their star in the first quarter, and they still went out there, and you're 100% right. I'm not going to hold it against the D lineman when they can't catch Kyler Murray. Nobody can catch Kyler Murray, but a very good running back in James Conner was barely over 2 yards a carry before he got knocked out of the game. They kept Arizona's run game for the most part in check, and they had a bunch of young guys on that line that were able to hold it together when adversity strikes. And then Warner and Winters have been the heart and soul of the defense through the first three games, and they were again. I just don't see anything that's enough of a blemish to bring me off of an A grade. That's what I'm giving them.
I hear you. For me, it's less about chasing down Kyler Murray and more about not letting him get outside in the first place and then having to chase him down. It's avoiding the situations where you have to chase him down in the first place. And I felt like that's something that's hurt the Niners for a long time. And I didn't see that be a whole lot better in this one. Up next is the secondary. Really interesting performance in this one because you look at a lot of the numbers and you're like, wow, Kyler Murray only completed 63% of his passes for 159 yards, threw just one touchdown, didn't get a whole lot going down the field. The secondary must have had a hell of a day. And they had a lot of really good moments. The Upton Stout pass breakup on third and long in the fourth quarter saved the day. If Upton Stout does not rip that ball away from Zay Jones, the Niners lose this game. They don't get the ball back, and they lose 15-13. So a huge, huge play there. I largely think the passing numbers were largely depressed for Arizona, partly because of a couple of really key drops. And I know we've talked about it a lot on the station over the last couple of days. Marvin Harrison with one easy drop that might have gone for like a 60-yard touchdown. Another one that he dropped in the end zone that he easily could have caught. DeMercado in the right side flat could have caught that and would have went for maybe 15 or 20 yards. I think very easily this passing offense for the Cardinals would have looked a whole lot better if there weren't some drops on there. And this is not to say the secondary performed terribly at all. I don't think so. I just don't think it's as good as the stats suggest. Largely, though, a good day. I thought the secondary was good, not great. I gave them a B for their performance.
All right. You and I are going to see this one differently. I'm going to give the secondary a D. I really thought it was a very, very, yeah, I thought this was a poor performance. Process over result. And so, no, you do not get credit for Marvin Harrison sucking. The bottom line is the secondary had one great play in this game, and it was a great, great game-saving play by Upton Stout. Outside of that, you had coverage breakdown more than once, and you had a lot of third down conversions. You had Marvin Harrison drop two passes, and even when he dropped one of them, you had on another player a pass interference that was so bad that you gave up your 13-6 lead in a minute plus. So I just saw consistent blown coverages. I saw the wide receiver core for the Cardinals outplay the 49ers, but just not be able to hold on to the ball. That's on them. It's not on the Niners. The Niners don't get credit for that. So if you take away the Upton Stout play, I quite frankly, I'd be hard pressed to not call it an F. This is a concern to me, the way they played the other day. I give them a D.
Yeah, that it's jarring that when you have a defense hold a team that down that you'd have such a low grade. I'm going to split the difference between you two. I hate when you guys fight like this. I gave them a C+. And a lot of it, what you're saying, Mark, I'm with you. Blown coverages, and if Harrison catches that, then you've got a whole different conversation.
Yeah,
same thing
lose.
With Upton Stout.
Yep.
You get credit for that, though, for making a huge play in a huge moment. The reason why I'm elevating it from where you are is because I saw a secondary running up in the run game and putting a lot of licks on people. Marquise Siegel, 7 tackles. He was a factor. Jair Brown was hitting. Renardo Green was hitting. The pass coverage was a little bit wonky and a little bit sloppy, but I thought the run defense from the secondary was pretty darn sturdy, so I gave him a C+ overall.
I'm surprised. I thought I might be lowest on the secondary. I'm surprised that you guys went lower, but I hear you. All right, up next is special teams. Eddie Pinheiro was perfect, hit the game-winning field goal to win the game. He made every single one of his kicks, and the Niners needed all of those points. They win by 1 point. So he was great. I just can't get past certain stupid mistakes, and that's what's bringing this grade down for me. Sky Moore, in the fourth quarter, plant your feet at the 10. If the punt goes over your head, let it bounce. It's not worth the risk of you either muffing the punt or catching it, calling for a fair catch, and starting your offense inside the 10. Likelihood is the ball is going to bounce into the end zone. You're going to get it all the way back out the 20. And even if it doesn't bounce into the end zone, you're only costing yourself like 3, 4, 5 yards at the most by just letting it bounce as opposed to making a fair catch. I could not understand that mistake, and that's why it's not anywhere in the A grade for me on special teams. I give special teams a B+ for their performance on Sunday.
I have the exact same, B+. And I also want to add that Eddie Pinheiro only had 1 touchback in the kickoff, which is critical. He was keeping the ball in play. Sky Moore had a couple of good returns, a 30-yarder in the second half. And so even though he made that boneheaded mistake, which was really what brought it down for me too, Grandy, the next time he put the feet at the 10 and he let it go over his head. So the kicker is solid. You don't have to worry about him anymore. The punter has been great at pinning the team deep. Outside of the one mistake, they were near flawless. I gave them a B+.
I agree with you guys. That's the grade I have marked down for them as well, which is a B+, because I'm with you, Grandy. Sky Moore makes that mistake, but it was really the only glaring mistake by the special teams all day. And even that, it's like hard to call that a glaring mistake. I get it. Late in the game, it's a pretty tight thing that you want to get your hands on the ball. I'd much rather he move back and catch it at the 6 than, you know, have something like have it bounce off of his hands. I know we were worried about Sky Moore's hands. They've been good. He's been fine. They had a couple nice returns. I said earlier in the week, I don't love Isaac Garendo returning kickoffs. I just don't think he's very good at it. But at least they made the right decisions. They came out when you should come out, and they stayed when you should stay. Pinheiro makes all of its kicks. Morstead's been really, really solid. That's about as clean of a special teams game as you're going to get from the San Francisco 49ers. I know that, so B+ feels good to me.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago and last year, if you told me I was upset about a B+, I would have called you crazy. So good news there. All right, up next, coaching. I thought largely this was a very good game for Kyle Shanahan again and Robert Saleh. I mean, he's working miracles with this defense right now. There were a few moments that I was really frustrated by. Number one, 4th and goal from the 1 yard line. Mac Jones is hobbling around, could hardly hand the ball off to Christian McCaffrey. And you call a pass that kind of requires Mac Jones to roll out to the left. I thought that was wild to ask Mac Jones to do that when he couldn't hardly even move. And then after that Sky Moore fair catch at the 6 with still a hobbled Mac Jones on the in the shadow of his own end zone, he calls consecutive pass plays, which ultimately results in the safety. I thought that was going to cost them the game, and I thought that would have been at Shanahan's feet for those play calls. Ultimately, they came back and they won. But I cannot forgive that play calling in that moment. I gave Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh, and company a B- for their performance on Sunday.
Okay, I'm going up to A-. I'm gonna hear what you're saying about those two play calls and give you a scratch of my head on those also. At the same time, I think you got to give it to these guys, man. They won a football game missing seemingly half of their big-name players. And don't forget that Kyle Shanahan right before our eyes has basically become the guy that the fan base has asked him to become. These are some gutsy fourth down calls, even though one of them didn't go in. But the fourth and two call to go for it, to call the play they called, to have that work out, to have Robert Saleh having this group working the way they are, to me, you got to give them an A-.
Yeah, I'm with you, A-. And you make a good point there, Grandy, about those play calls in the shadow of their own goal. But ultimately, you got to do something there, and you haven't run the ball, so you got to try to throw it. The one that I want to feather in his cap is the screen to Christian McCaffrey. They haven't run a lot of screens, and in that moment, that was a brilliant play call.
Big time.
Excellent execution. That gets you down to the 16-yard line. That was the game winner right there. You made Eddie Pinheiro get into chippy range on just an outstanding play call.
Fair enough. I got high standards, though. What can I say?
There
tough.
It is.
3-0.
Grandy's grades. All right. What are you doing at 6 o'clock, Grandy? You come back in to host some more?
No, you can ask Lucas about that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy.
See you tomorrow.
All right. Go have some dinner.
Will do.
All right, there goes that's Mark Grandy, yeah. Everybody. He does Grandy's grades on Tuesdays. Sometimes he does them from home.
Yeah, and the secondary was where we were all kind of all over the map. Something we can get into a little bit more.
Absolutely. And John Feliciano joins us in 20 minutes. And before he does,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.